Starting to sound like my grandma boot up. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 303. And if you notice the three next to the three is the... You already know. This is Tipitaka part 197. And, beyond that, I don't know. Editor Edward, what are we calling this one?
Kulavaga 1, Part 1.
So he's in my future. I don't know what he just said. You know what he just said. But I don't know, because from my perspective, last time on Tipitaka Part 196, we finished Mahavaga, the Great Division. So this playlist is the complete Mahavaga from start to finish. If you want to watch the Mahavaga, you want to commit to like, okay, I don't know if I can start with no Tipitaka Part 1, but if you want to catch up and we'll see Mahavaga, you can just make that playlist like a project and say, okay, over the next month, over the next 2 months, whatever, I'm going to watch every episode of Mahavaga. Okay. All right. Bid farewell to Mahavaga. That was the end of the fourth book last time, and the end of Mahavaga. We'd been reading Mahavaga for 2 years, almost just under 2 years. And now, for the first time, we're going to pull out the fifth book. See what that looks like, that visual? That's what it's going to be like for a while as we read the fifth book. Should we get started? Now I'm going to start to understand eventually... what we're gonna call it. Now with this one, I'm skipping the introduction. I have to skip the introduction, because with a lot of things on another channel and with other books on this channel, the introduction might be like, okay, what does this person have to say? But I don't care what people in Britain in 1930s have to say about what I'm reading, which is the Tipitaka. You know what I mean? Like, I hope they did a good job translating it, but I don't need to hear their whole story about, oh, you wouldn't believe the lady that found this, and, you know, like, whatever. Okay, so this is called The Lesser Division, Kulavaga, Part 1, but you already knew that. That's the name of this episode, Kulavaga 1. I like it. Okay, all right. So, I'm as clueless as you are. Let's just stumble forward from here into this new section. Kulavaga 1. Praise to this Lord, perfected one, fully self-awakened one. See, some people will read something and then summarize it for you. And if they read it to you, they've read it before. They know what they're going to read. This is like a movie reaction channel, except it with books instead of movies. You know, I haven't read this before. Kulavaga 1. I lost my place. One moment. All right. At one time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Savati in the Jetta Grove in Anathapindika's monastery. Now, at that time, monks who were followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, I don't know what you're seeing, and who were themselves makers of strife, makers of quarrels, makers of disputes, makers of contention, makers of legal questions in an order, having approached other monks who were also makers of strife, three dots, makers of legal questions in an order, spoke thus to them, quote, do not, you venerable ones, let this one defeat you. Argue loud and long, for you are wiser and more experienced and have heard more and are cleverer than he is. Do not be afraid of him, and we will be on your side. End quote. Because of this, not only did strifes arise which had not arisen, but also strifes which had arisen rolled on to increase and magnitude. Those who were modest monks looked down upon, criticized, spread it about, saying, quote, how can these monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, and who are themselves makers of strife, makers of quarrels, makers of disputes, makers of contention, makers of legal questions in an order, having approached other monks who are also makers of strife, three dots, makers of legal questions in an order, speak thus to them, quote within quotes, do not you, three dots, and we will be on your side, and quote within quotes, because of this, three dots. Also, strifes which had arisen rolled on to increase and magnitude. End quote. Then these monks told this matter to the Lord. Then the Lord, on this occasion, in this connection, having had the order of monks convened, questioned the monks, saying, quote, is it true, as is said, monks, that monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka are themselves makers of strife, three dots, having approached other monks who are also makers of strife, three dots, speak thus to them, quote within quotes, do not you, three dots, and we will be on your side, and quote within quotes, and that because of this, three dots, strifes which had arisen, have arisen, roll on to increase in magnitude, end quote. Quote, it is true, Lord. End quote, the Awakened One, the Lord, rebuked them, saying, quote, it is not suitable, monks, it is not becoming in these foolish men, it is not fitting, it is not worthy of a recluse, it is not allowable, it is not to be done. How, monks, can these foolish men, who are themselves makers of strife, three dots, makers of legal questions in an order, speak thus, quote within quotes, do not you, three dots, and we'll be on your side, end quote within quotes. And because of this, three dots, strifes which have arisen roll on to increase in magnitude. It is not, monks, for pleasing those who are not yet pleased, nor for increasing the number of those who are pleased, but, monks, it is displeasing to those who are not pleased as well as to those who are pleased, and it causes wavering in some. End quote. Then the Lord, having rebuked these monks, having in many a figure spoken in dispraise of difficulty in supporting and maintaining oneself, of great desires, of lack of contentment, of clinging to the obstructions, of indolence, which having in many a figure spoken in praise of ease and supporting and maintaining oneself, of desiring little, of contentment and expunging evil, of punctiliousness, of graciousness, of decreasing the obstructions, of putting forth energy, having given reasons talk on what is becoming, on what is fitting for them, addressed the monks, saying, quote, well now, monks, let the order carry out a formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. And thus, monks, should it be carried out. First, the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka should be reproved. Having reproved them, they should be made to remember. Having remembered, they should be accused of an offense. Having accused them of an offense, the order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. These monks, who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, and who are themselves makers of strife, three dots, makers of legal questions in an order, having approached other monks who are also makers of strife, three dots, makers of legal questions in an order, spoke thus to them, quote, do not you, three dots, and we will be on your side, end quote. Because of this, not only did strifes arise which had not arisen before, but also strifes which had arisen rolled on to increase in magnitude. If it seems right to the order may carry out a formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, and who are themselves makers of strife, three dots, rolled on to increase in magnitude. The order is carrying out a formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka,
Saga, if the carrying out of a formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka is pleasing to the Venerable Ones, they should be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. And a second time, I speak forth this matter. Three dots. And a third time, I speak forth this matter. This matter, not these matters. Three dots. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. Those who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka, and who are themselves makers of strife. Three dots. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. Yeah, we get it. A formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka is being carried out by the order. It is pleasing to the order. Therefore, it is silent. Thus do I understand this. End quote within quotes, because Lord Buddha is saying what this person should say, and it's all in quotes. Lord Buddha's talking, and so it's quote within quotes. And so when I said quotes earlier, I should have said quotes within quotes within quotes. All right, anyway. Monks, if it is possessed of three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be not legally valid, and not disciplinarily valid, and one that is hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out not in the presence of, if it is carried out when there is no interrogation, if it is carried out without the acknowledgement, monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be not legally valid, not disciplinarily valid, and one that is hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be one, three dots, and one that is hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out when there is no offense, if it is carried out for an offense that does not lead on to a confession, if it is carried out for an offense that has been confessed, monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure, three dots, one that is hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out without having reproved him, if it is carried out without having made him remember, if it is carried out without having accused him of an offense. Monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, one that is hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out not in the presence of, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, one that is hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out when there is no interrogation, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, are they putting not legally valid in the three dots? So we're just supposed to, okay, it's a choice. Hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out when there is no interrogation, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be three dots, hard to settle. And monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, a formal act of censure, three dots, hard to settle. That is to say, if it is carried out without the acknowledgement, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly, or is it just me? Three dots. If it is carried out when there is no evidence, no offense, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly, yes, he's repeating himself for some reason. I don't know why. I don't get it. If it is carried out for an offense that does not lead to a confession, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out for an offense that has been confessed, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly, maybe it's these are all different combinations that have subtle differences, but they're, I don't know, maybe I Maybe I'll get it later. Three dots. If it is carried out without having reproved him. If it is carried out not by rule. If it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Three dots. If it is carried out without having made him remember. If it is carried out not by rule. If it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Three dots. Maybe this is like written exactly the way they're supposed to recite it. Like it's really important stuff, so they have to repeat it all 9 times. If it is carried out without having made him remember, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out without having accused him of an offense, if it is carried out not by rule, if it is carried out by an incomplete assembly. Monks, a formal act of censure is possessed of three qualities, comes to be not legally valid, and not disciplinarily valid, and one that is hard to settle. Three dots. Yeah, that was supposed to be in the three dots the whole time. Told are the 12 cases of formal acts that are not legally valid. Monks. If it is possessed of three qualities, a formal act of censure comes to be a formal act that is legally valid, and a formal act that is disciplinarily valid, and one that is easily settled, that is to say, if it is carried out in the presence of, if it is carried out when there is interrogation, if it is carried out with the acknowledgement, monks, if it is possessed of these three qualities, three dots, easily settled, and monks, if it is possessed of three further qualities, three dots, easily settled, that is to say, if it is carried out when there is an offense, if it is carried out when there is an offense which leads to a confession, if it is carried out when an offense has not been confessed, three dots. Maybe either or, like and or, never mind. If it is carried out, having reproved him, if it is carried out, having made him remember, if it is carried out, having accused him of the offense, three dots. If it is carried out in the presence of, and if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out when there is an interrogation, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out with the acknowledgement, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out when there is an offense, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out when there is an offense that leads to a confession, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out when an offense has not been confessed, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out having reproved him, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. If it is carried out having made him remember, if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly, three dots. I think the repeated part is if it's got to be by rule and by a complete assembly. It's like if it is carried out, having accused him of an offense, and if it is carried out by rule, if it is carried out by a complete assembly. If, monks, a formal act of censure is possessed of these three qualities, those three, it comes to be a formal act that is legally valid, and a formal act that is disciplinarily valid, and one that is easily settled. Told are the 12 cases of formal acts that are legally valid. Monks. If a monk is possessed of three qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of censure against him. If he is a maker of strife, if he's a maker of quarrels, if he's a maker of disputes, a maker of contention, a maker of legal questions. I have a question. What if the whole order's fucked and you're the only one with the guts to stand up and say something? Criticize. I'm not talking about original. I'm not talking about Lord Buddha. I'm talking about like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 patriarchs later. If they're just going a weird direction and you're like, hey, everybody, the whole order's going a wrong direction. Like, I don't know. I think there's a case to be made on behalf of, it depends on the situation, but okay. Yeah. It's a rule. The rule to, for Disney to make sure nobody else uses Mickey Mouse. Like, okay, we gotta guard this shit or we'll lose it. You know what I mean? It's like on that level. No schism, no multiplication, no diversity among expressions of this group as it is today. You know, monks, if a monk is possessed of these three qualities, right? A maker of legal questions in an order. If he is ignorant, inexperienced, full of offenses, not rid of them. Well, yeah, that's not good. Don't do that. If he lives in company with householders, in unbecoming association with householders, then I'd read a book about it. Maybe even watch a multi-part, multi-season Netflix series based on the premise. But yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to keep it in your bed. Monks. If a monk is possessed of these three qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of censure against him. And monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, an order, three dots against him. If, in regard to moral habit, he comes to have fallen away from moral habit. Starting to sound like my grandma, Buddha. If, in regard to good habits, he comes to have fallen away from good habits. If, in regard to right views, he comes to have fallen away from right views. Monks, if a monk is possessed, three dots against him. And monks, if a monk is possessed of three further qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of censure against him. If he speaks dispraise of the awakened one, I take it back, Lord, of any dispraise I may have given over the years. If he speaks dispraise of Dhamma, if he speaks dispraise of the order, monks, if a monk is possessed of these three qualities, an order, if it so desires, may carry out a formal act of censure against him. Monks, if an order desires, it may carry out a formal act of censure against three kinds of monks. Against the one who is the maker of strife, three dots, a maker of legal questions in the order. Against the one who is ignorant, inexperienced, full of expenses, full of offenses, not rid of them. Against the one who lives in company with householders, in unbecoming association with householders. Monks, if the order desires, it may carry out a formal act of censure against these three kinds of monks and monks. If the order desires, it may carry out three dots against three further kinds of monks. Against the one who, in regard to moral habit, comes to have fallen away from moral habit. Against the one who, in regard to good habits, comes to have fallen away from good habits. The one who, in regard to right views, comes to have fallen away from right views. Monks, if an order desires, three dots against these three kinds of monks and monks. If an order desires, it may carry out three dots against three further kinds of monks, against the one who speaks dispraise of the awakened one, against the one who speaks dispraise of Dhamma, against the one who speaks dispraise of the order. Monks, if an order desires, it may carry out a formal act of censure against these three kinds of monks. Told are the six cases on being desirous. Didn't even realize that's what we were reading. It's a little different back then than it is today. Monks, when a formal act of censure has been carried out against a monk, he should conduct himself properly. This is the proper conduct in this case. He should not ordain. He should not give guidance. A novice should not attend him. The agreement for him to exhort nuns should not be consented to. And even if he is agreed upon, nuns should not be exhorted by him. He should not fall into that same offense for which a formal act of censure came to be carried out against him by an order, nor into another that is similar, nor into one that is worse. He should not find fault with the formal act. He should not find fault with those who carry out the formal act. He should not suspend a regular monk's observance. He should not suspend his invitation. He should not issue commands. He should not set up authority. He should not ask for leave. He should not reprove. He should not make remember. He should not quarrel with monks. End quote. Told are the 18 observances connected with a formal act
of censure.
Okay. Then the order carried out a formal act of censure against the monks who were followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. Then, when the formal act of censure had been carried out against them by the order, conducted what? These, when the formal act of censure had been carried out against them by the order, conducted themselves properly, were subdued, mended their ways, learned to go underground, learned to, you know, do it covertly in encoded lyrics, you know, like, never mind. And having approached monks, they spoke thus, quote, "We, your reverences, against whom a formal act of censure was carried out by the order, are conducting ourselves properly. We are subdued. We are mending our ways. Now, what line of conduct should be followed by us?" End quote. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "Well then, monks, let the order revoke the formal act of censure against the monks who are followers of Panduka and Lohitaka. Monks, if a monk is possessed of five qualities, a formal act of censure should not be revoked. If he ordains, if he gives guidance, if a novice attends him, if he extends to the agreement for him to exhort nuns, if he exhorts nuns even although agreed upon. Monks, if a monk is possessed of these five qualities, a formal act of censure should not be revoked. And, monks, if a monk is possessed of five further qualities, a formal act of censure should not be revoked. If he falls into that same offense for which the formal act of censure was carried out against him by the order, or into another that is similar, or into one that is worse. If he finds fault with the formal act, if he finds fault with those who carry out the formal act, monks, if a monk is possessed of these five qualities, a formal act of censure should not be revoked. Monks, if a monk is possessed of eight qualities, a formal act of censure should not be revoked. If he suspends a regular monk's observance, if he suspends his invitation, if he issues commands, if he sets up authority, if he asks for leave, if he reproves, if he makes remember, if he quarrels with monks, monks, if a monk is possessed of these eight qualities, the formal act of censure should not be revoked." End quote. Told are the 18 cases where a formal act of censure should not be revoked. Monks, if a monk is possessed, this is in quotes, if a monk is possessed of five qualities, a formal act of censure may not be revoked. If he does not ordain, oh, what? May be revoked. Okay, monks, if a monk is possessed of five qualities, a formal act of censure may be revoked. If he does not ordain, if he does not give guidance, if a novice does not attend him, if he does not consent to the agreement for exhorting nuns, if, although agreed upon, he does not exhort nuns, monks, if a monk is possessed, three dots, if he's possessed, no, may be revoked. And monks, if a monk is possessed of five further qualities, a formal act of censure may be revoked, if he does not fall into that same offense for which the formal act of censure came to be carried out against him, nor into another that is similar, nor into one that is worse, if he does not find fault with the formal act, if he does not find fault with those who carry out the formal act, monks, if a monk, three dots, may be revoked, monks. If a monk is possessed of eight qualities, a formal act of censure may be revoked. If he does not suspend a regular monk's observance, if he does not suspend his invitation, if he does not issue commands, if he does not set up authority, if he does not ask for leave, if he does not reprove, if he does not make remember, if he does not quarrel with monks, monks. If a monk is possessed of these eight qualities, the formal act of censure may be revoked. End quote. Told are the 18 cases where a formal act of censure may be revoked. So what does that have to do with me? You might be saying. Nothing. But it's nice to, I don't know. For me, it's, I enjoy further elaboration upon the image in my mind of the time in which Lord Buddha walked around and ran his Sangha. I like revisiting and adding to it and having it clarified, even if it's unpleasant at times. Today was fine. But I don't know. We drove on the road from Bodh Gaya to Rajgir. And it's a road that, at least according to these books, he would have been walking regularly for decades, you know, looking out the window, just kind of thinking, he might have looked at that, going to Lumini and looking at the reeds and thinking, somewhere in this area he was born. It's a trip. I like it. I like getting to know it better. It's interesting. Like I said, it doesn't relate to us all that much, but it might, in the sense of like a sense of self-guided discipline, self-discipline. I wouldn't necessarily recommend adopting it 100% as is, but it's interesting to look at and go, And even to notice where some things might sound familiar from a completely, what appears to be a completely different line of humanity, of traditions, you know, in different places with different influence, you know. But there's a certain level where it's just Proto-Indo-European root ideas that are manifesting themselves in Greece and India and Celtic Isles and wherever, you know. So, thank you for tuning in for this first episode of whatever it's called. I don't remember it. By next time, maybe the time after that, I'll remember it. But it's written right there, and it's the name of the video, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back next time and join us. If you enjoyed it, feel free to like and subscribe. You know, if you haven't subscribed yet, and like if you have. I mean, you know what I mean. Right, I'll go ahead and do our usual closing here on Buddhist Books Podcast. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be